Kedar Yadavid 112. Just about keep Maharashtra's hopes of Ranji Trophy glory alive. They closed the penultimate day on 272 for 6 in their second innings. Ankit Bourne also hit 61, to lead by only 62 runs. Centuries from KL Rahul and Ganesh Satish had early helped Karnataka in a huge first innings lead by making 515. Auckland lead Otago by 206 runs the 3 days of their Plunkett Shield match at Eden Park. They closed on 175 for 5 in their second innings, thanks to 70 from Craig Chopra and a cameo of 49 after 30 balls from first innings centurion Colin Munro. They had early earned a slender first innings advantage of 31, bowling out the visitors for 436. Spinners Bhupinder Singh and Bruce Martin shared 7 of the wickets, but Hamish Rutherford and Bradley Rodden stole the show by hitting centuries. Sam Wells chipped in with 79. The low-scoring match in Napier may end in a draw thanks to rain and a Wellington second innings fight back. They closed on 255 for 4 for earning an 11-run first innings lead by dismissing Central Districts for 161 as Mark Gillespie took 6 for 38. Grant Elliott then hit 91 for the Firebirds in their second dig and is 74 for the third with Josh Brodie and 105 for the fourth with James Franklin. Skipper Franklin's unbeaten on 49 alongside Luke Woodcock on 16. And rain looks to have dented hopes of victory for either Northern District's all-leaders Canterbury and Gisborne. This is despite the Wizards enterprisingly declaring on 139 without loss, to finally bowling out the Knights for 482 in their first innings. Opens Peter Fulton and Tom Latham both past 50. All-rounder Michael Santa an earlier completed maiden first-class century for the hosts, despite having managed 61 runs for his previous 6 matches. There were bonus point wins yesterday for the top 2 sides in South Africa's Ramslam T20 Challenge, ahead of the final round of group games tomorrow. Cape Cobra's condemned Lions to yet another defeat, with a 7-wicket hammering of them in Johannesburg. They chased down their target of 103 in fewer than 16 overs. Only 2 Lions batters as early reached double figures, as they were humbled for 102. Quinton de Kock topped score with 46, while Chris Morris hit 41. Vernon Philander, Byron Hendricks and Robin Peterson each took 3 wickets. The Dolphins beat the Rain and Knights in Durban, winning by 40 runs on the duck with Lewis Method. Cameron Delport set up their total of 170 for 4, by hitting 56, while David Miller chipped in with 39. Knights then set 127 from 14 overs, the Rain stopped play early in their chase. They could muster only 86, however, as Quinton Friend top score from number 10, with just 23. Keshav Maharaj took 3 for 27, while Carl Abbott, Robbie Freiling and Darren Smith each picked up a brace of wickets. Meanwhile, in the provincial 3-day competition, leaders Western Province further extended their advantage at the top by thrashing Border by 10 wickets. Elsewhere, KwaZulu-Natal inland hammered Boland. Northerns overcame an Eastern's fight back to win by 4 wickets, and KwaZulu-Natal beat Eastern Province by just 8 runs, as Brandon Scullard took 6 for 43 in the 4th innings. The West Indies domestic season is now underway, with wins to Jamaica and Guyana in the Nagico Super 50. Jamaica recovered from a poor start on Thursday to beat defending champions Windward Islands by 14 runs. They had slumped to 32 for 3 as Mervyn Matthew dispensed with the top order. However, Tamar Lambert and Andre McCarthy added 179 for the 4th wicket, for both fell just shy of 3 figures. Andre Russell and Carlton Ball then added cameos of 28, as Jamaica ended on 282 for 5. Windward Islands opens Devon Smith and Johnson Charles began by adding 62 in little more than 11 overs. However, Kelly Lesparis apart, the middle order failed to fire. 25-year-old Lesparis' maiden List Day century, but Nikita Miller and Lambert shared 5 wickets as Windward Islands finished on 268 for 8. Guyana trounced Ireland by 114 runs yesterday, as Ramanaresh Tharwan led them to 301 for 3 from their 50 overs, making unbeaten 89 after 62 balls. Openers Trayvon Griffith and Shivnarine Chanderpaul laid the platform for Tharwan by hitting half centuries, adding 129. Christopher Barnwell and Liam Johnson then added cameos, while Kevin O'Brien was the pick of the Irish bowlers with 3 for 56. Ireland then quickly slipped to 27 for 4 in their run chase, as Paul Wint struck thrice. Andrew pointed his rescue things slightly with a knock of 54, but they were all out for 187. Heavy fog in Lahore meant that Pakistan's President's Cup was shared between National Bank and Khan Research Laboratories. The match was reduced to 20 overs aside before the start, then 11.4 overs were bowled. National Bank struggled to 59 for 5, as Umaid Asif took 2 wickets, only Nasir Jamshed prospered with an unbeaten 32. Rudshahi Division were the early leaders of Bangladesh's National Cricket League. They managed to defend 169 in the 4th innings by sinking the Select Division for just 75. Tajul Islam took 6 for 33 with his left arm spin, while Saqlain Sajib took 2 for 7. Select had early earned a small first innings lead, as over Sai Malam Imtiaz Hussain at half centuries in their total of 244, despite Sajib and Tajul sharing all 10 of the wickets. Rudshahi then fought back 18 for 4 to make 195 in their second innings, as Namal Haq Jr. was the pick of the bowlers, 5 for 85. Chittagong Division closed on 63 for 2, after being set a daunting 316 to beat Dhaka Metropolis. Nafis Iqbal had made 97 in their first innings, but they still conceded a lead 26 runs, as Mohammad Shaheed took 5 for 57. Dhaka then made 289 the second time around, as Shaheed bolstered the innings for number 9, hitting a career best 64, adding 98-1 for the 10th wicket with Bishwanath Halder. Dhaka Division appointed the thrash rank per division. Centuries from Rockyball Hassan, Shivagato Hom and Noel Hassan allowed them to declare on 616 for 7, despite being invited to bat. Mohammad Sharif hit 78 off 77 balls, and then, along with Dewen Sabir, took 3 wickets, as Rangpur responded with 315. It should have been worse for Rangpur, but Arif ul-Haq and Sajid ul-Islam hit quick 5 half centuries late on. They'll have to do so again if Rangpur to avoid defeat. Sharif again struck twice in their second innings, as they slumped 11 for 4, while rallying to close on 190 for 7. Saiman Ahmed hit a fluent 61, with Tanveer Haider and Arafal showing an unbroken 53 for the 8th wicket. And Kulm Division lead by 128 runs over Barisal Division, reaching stumps in the 3rd innings on 23 for 2, as Akramul Islam had removed both openers for ducks. Kulm had earned a 3-figure first innings lead, by dismissing Barisal for 252, as Rakibul Islam took 5 for 95. Nuruzzaman hit 51, while Camel smashed 63 off 69 balls from number 10. And Sinhalese Sports Club thrashed Sri Lanka Ports Authority inside 2 days in the Premier League tournament. Sir Chitra Sinanayake started with match figures of 10.53, Sports Authority bowled out for 128 and then 144. SSC skipper Taranga Parana Mitan hit the match's only half century, doing his side's first innings 184. It had been 52 for 1, but Yasiru Udana took 7 for 58. SSC then chased down their 4th innings target of 89, with a loss of only 2 wickets.